grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation.
Vamos a leer el Bhagavad Gita, segundo capítulo, texto 50 de la versión de Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Chapter 2, entitled Contents of the Gita Summarized, text number 50. Everyone can repeat. Buddhi yukta, jahatiha. Now notice here, it's jahatiha. Short and then long A. Jahatiha. And that's a T. Not a tit, but a T. Jahatiha. Not ha ha. Jahatiha.
Jahatiha. El segundo A es doble y el I también es largo. Jahatiha.
Buddhi yukta jahatiha.
Buddhi yukta jahatiha.
Ube sukrita duskrite.
Ube sukrita duskrite.
Ube sukrita duskrite.
Ube sukrita duskrite.
And that's not duskrite, it's sh. Duskrite. There's sa, sh, and sh. Everybody heard the difference, right?
Todos escucharon la diferencia, ¿no? Entre sa, sh, y sh.
There's dental, f, s, then there's palatal, s, and then there's labial.
Así que hay dental, sa, ta, labial, sh.
Flick the tongue against the roof of the mouth.
Uno presiona la lengua hacia el tope de la boca. Sha, sha,
sha.
Y el último es el sha.
Si, sha, si, sha.
Huh?
Yeah, it's against the roof of the mouth. You flick the tongue against the roof of the mouth.
It's that labial.
Yeah.
Palatal?
Palatal. Palatial. Palatial. If you got any doubts, look in the back. The Bhagavad Gita. Tasmad yogaya yujasva.
Tasmad yogaya yujasva.
Yoga karma sukoshalam.
Yoga karma sukoshalam.
Buddhi yukta jahatiha.
Buddhi yukta jahatiha.
Ube sukrita duskrite.
Ube sukrita duskrite.
Ube sukrita duskrite.
Ube sukrita duskrite.
Tasmad yogaya yujasva.
Tasmad yogaya yujasva.
Yoga karma sukoshalam.
Yoga karma sukoshalam.
Buddhi yukta.
Buddhi yukta.
Aquel que está dedicado al servicio devocional.
Aquel que está dedicado al servicio devocional.
Esfuérzate por el yoga.
Que es el arte de todo trabajo.
Que es el arte de todo trabajo.
Incluso en esta vida, el hombre que está dedicado al servicio devocional se libra tanto de las acciones buenas como de las malas. Por consiguiente, esfuérzate por el yoga, que es el arte de todo trabajo. Significado por Srila Prabhupada. Desde tiempo inmemorial, cada entidad viviente ha acumulado las diversas reacciones de su trabajo bueno y de su trabajo malo. Debido a ello, la entidad viviente siempre se mantiene ignorante de su verdadera posición constitucional. La ignorancia se puede disipar con la instrucción del Bhagavad Gita, que le enseña a uno a entregarse al Señor Sri Krishna en todos los aspectos y a dejar de ser una víctima de la cadena de acción y reacción, nacimiento tras nacimiento. Así pues, a Yuna se le aconseja que actúe con conciencia de Krishna el proceso purificador de la acción resultante.
One small little thing in the word meanings, you said yoga ha. It's yoga ha.
Una cosa pequeña en la traducción de las palabras por palabra, yo dije yoga ha.
It's yoga ha.
It's yoga ha.
If it were long, it would be aha.
Con un a larga es aha.
Yoga ha.
Yoga ha.
That's long.
Eso es.
So by the end of this class we want you all to be Sanskrit scholars. So I mean Hridayananda Maharaj is, so you know. And he got his attraction for Sanskrit from a previous lifetime, but also. He was actually the first one to start chanting Sanskrit verses in his gun. And Prabhupada said he had a transcendental brain. And then he went from, I think he dropped out of college in the second year or something. So he went from that point to Harvard University, where he got the fastest degree, the fastest PhD in the history of Harvard in Sanskrit.
Así que, perdón, se fue del colegio y se fue directamente a la Universidad de Harvard, donde él alcanzó el grado de sánscrito más rápido en la historia de la Universidad de Harvard.
So who says that devotees aren't intelligent?
Así que, ¿quién está diciendo que los devotos no son inteligentes?
Okay. So this verse is second chapter is called The Contents of the Gita Summarized, and there are five subject matters in the Bhagavad Gita.
Así es, el segundo capítulo se llama el resumen del contenido del Gita, y hay cinco temas especiales que se discuten en el Gita.
Who knows what those five are?
¿Quién sabe cuáles son esos cinco temas?
Okay, you had your hand up first. What are they?
Kala, tiempo, jiva, la entidad divina, Ishvara, volador supremo, Sakriti, la naturaleza de Vikarriti, la naturaleza material.
You agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So here we're talking about karma.
Así que aquí estamos hablando del karma.
And the law of karma is so intricate that hardly anyone has any idea how heavy the law of karma is.
Así que esa ley del karma es tan intricada que casi nadie tiene una idea qué pesados son las elecciones.
One instance or one action of karma that comes to mind is cow killing.
Una acción de karma que se pone en la mente es, por ejemplo, la matanza de vacas.
How many have ever in their lives been to McDonald's?
¿Cuántos de ustedes han sido en sus vidas?
And I don't mean for the veggie burger either. Okay, you haven't been to McDonald's. How many have been to Big Mac?
McDonald's ha ido para el Big Mac?
How many have ever eaten meat in their cows in their lives? Gotcha. Actually, I don't blame them for not going to McDonald's, because you know what's in a Big Mac. I do know. It's all the parts of the cow that they can't use for steak and other things, like the rump and the legs and everything. And the legs and
las piernas.
It's all ground up in a big machine, and that's your McDonald's burger.
Todos esos se muelen en una máquina y después se hacen las hamburguesas.
Put a little ketchup on it. It's so terrible. But for every cow that you take part in killing, for every hair on the back of that cow, you have to be killed and born again.
Por cada vaca que tú estás involucrado en matar, tienes que en tu siguiente vida, por cada pelo que ella tiene, ser matado.
So, supposing in one hamburger there's 3 or 4 cow's parts mixed in.
Suponiendo que en una hamburguesa hay 3 o 4 partes de una vaca así involucrada.
So that's a lot of births and deaths.
Es un montón de nacimientos y muertes.
And the American people could not understand how hundreds and thousands of their young men were sent to Vietnam to die in a useless war.
Los americanos no podían entender cómo sus hijos fueron mandados a Vietnam a una guerra así de inútil. Ellos no podían entender.
They had no problem killing all kinds of animals.
Ellos no tuvieron ningún problema para matar todo tipo de animales.
And you get all these stupid people saving the whales and saving the seals and saving the monkeys and yet killing the cows.
Tienes todos esas gente estúpida que están protegiendo a las ballenas, a los monos, a todos esos animales, pero a la vez están matando a las vacas.
Actually, I think Jane Fonda is a vegetarian, but anyway. But I mean, Mr. Pinochet, I think he might be involved in a little bit of karma. See? Although maybe some people may think he did some good for the country, but he certainly did a lot of bad for a lot of individual people.
Quizás algunas personas piensan que él hizo bien para el país, pero de hecho él hizo el mal para muchas entidades diferentes.
So actually, his friends should pray for him that he gets killed by the law. Because if he's not killed by the law, he's going to be killed by Yamaraj many, many times.
Así que en realidad la gente, o sea, sus seguidores deberían orar para él, para que la ley lo matara en esta vida, porque si él no fuera matado en esta vida, en las siguientes Él debería ser matado muchísimas veces por llamas.
Now, generally, we think that, yeah, those carmies, they're really bad. Ooh, boo, I hate them, you know. But where did we come from? Right, the very next verse here is Bahunam Janmanam Ante. After many, many lifetimes, we've gotten a chance to take birth as human beings.
El siguiente verso es Bahunam Janmanam Ante, donde se dice que después de muchísimas vidas, obtenemos la oportunidad para nacer como seres humanos.
Brahmanda Brahmite, we've been wandering throughout the universes and we've been born in a particular body and killed and born again in another body and killed.
Brahmanda Brahmite, nosotros hemos caminado por el universo y hemos nacido y hemos sido matados y hemos nacido otra vez y hemos sido matados otra vez.
We left the spiritual world out of some type of envy of Krishna.
Nosotros salimos del mundo material por algún tipo de envidia hacia Krishna.
And someone may think, well, you know, why did we leave the spiritual world?
Entonces la pregunta es, ¿por qué salimos del mundo espiritual?
If it was such a good place, why didn't we stay there?
Si es un lugar tan bueno, ¿por qué no nos quedábamos ahí?
Well, first of all, you should understand that we represent very, 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 very small fraction of souls who left. Most souls, they weren't so stupid as we were.
Sí, primeramente hay que entender que nosotros somos una muy pequeña parte de las almas aquí condicionadas, porque la mayoría de las almas no fueron tan estúpidas para salirse de ese lugar.
And we do have independence.
Y tenemos independencia.
It's not that I love God or God wants me to love him and, you know, he takes a sword and holds it to my neck and says, love me.
No es que yo amo a Dios y Dios quiere que yo lo amo. Y él saca una espada y me la pone ahí en el cuello y me dice, ama.
That's slavery, not lovery.
Esa es esclavitud, no es amor.
So, we made a mistake.
Así que hicimos un error.
A bad bargain.
Una mala ganga.
We thought we could be happy in this material world through sense gratification. So we try as a pig to enjoy eating anything. That doesn't satisfy, so we go to another body as a pigeon. We get to have sex 10 times in an hour. But then you have to live outside and you pass stool everywhere and then we wanted to sleep a lot, so we became a bear. Six months in a year. Not bad. Make a good
hippie.
Or we wanted to eat meat. Why bother with McDonald's? Just become a tiger.
Molestar con McDonald's. tomar un cuerpo de tigre.
You don't have to cook the meat. You don't have to add any ketchup or any salt. You know, you just put your teeth in and drink the blood and eat it.
No tienes que cocinar la carne, echarle ketchup ni sal, sino únicamente tú agarras la carne con tus dientes y te chupas la sangre.
But when you get a little bit of intelligence and you see that there's no happiness here, then you may be ready to try human life.
Y cuando tienes un poco de inteligencia y entiendes que no hay felicidad aquí, entonces obtienes quizás un cuerpo humano.
And I don't mean a dvipad pashu, a two-legged animal.
Y yo no estoy hablando de un dvipada pashu, que es un animal.
I mean a human being who understands atato brahma jigyasa. Now is the time to ask, why must I die? Why must I get old? Why must I get diseased? What is coming next? Why can't we ask these kind of questions?
Yo estoy hablando de un ser humano que entiende atato brahma jigyasa. ¿Por qué tengo que morir? ¿Por qué tengo que enfermarme?
Everywhere people are asking questions. The birds and the bees are asking questions, and we're also asking the same questions. Where is food? Where's sex? Where's shelter? All our questions are in relation to that. But an intelligent person can see that there's an arrangement in nature for every living being. Just search out in your house somewhere. I'm sure you'll find in some little corner some ants. Now, how many of you are giving donations for the Ant Food Relief Fund? In the jungle, you find so many elephants. They eat at least 200 kilos of food in a day. God has made arrangement for every living being. Especially the animals, their arrangement is there. Human beings are a little bit more troubled. The arrangement is there, but other human beings spoil everything.
Por los seres humanos es un poco más complicado. Está todo ahí, pero otros seres humanos los molestan, los interrumpen.
So if you become a seeker of the truth, if you become a devotee of the Lord, don't you think your basic necessities will be taken care of?
Si te vuelves un devoto del Señor, si tú eres una persona interesada en Dios espiritual, ¿no piensas que todo hay un arreglo, hay suministro de Dios para todas sus necesidades?
Teshang nitya bhyuktanam yoga kshema vahamayakam. Krishna says, I take care. Whatever my devotee has, I protect it, and whatever he needs, I arrange for it.
Yoga, Krishna dice en el Bhagavad Gita que yo tomo cuidado de mi devoto. Yo le suministro todo lo que él necesita y le protejo todo lo que tiene.
The main energy that we have should be dedicated to making a complete solution to life's problems.
Toda nuestra energía en realidad se debería dedicar a hacer una solución final a todos nuestros problemas.
Don't fool yourself.
No sean tontos.
Each and every one of us is going to be kicked out of this body very soon.
Cada uno de nosotros va a tener que ser pateado fuera de nuestro cuerpo muy pronto.
And I'm telling you this from my heart.
Yo les estoy diciendo a ustedes desde mi corazón.
I'm not just trying to make a big show on a big seat to attract some popularity.
Yo no estoy haciendo un show aquí en un asiento grande para alcanzar popularidad.
I know it very clearly that at any moment any one of us could be put in danger and get kicked out.
Yo sé que cualquiera de nosotros en cualquier momento puede estar en peligro y se patear por fuera de su cuerpo.
In the last year and a half, I've looked Yamaraj in the face 3 times.
En el último año y medio, yo le miré a Yamaraj en la cara 3 veces.
He couldn't stand my face, so he kicked me out.
Él no podía soportar mi cara, así que me pateó.
But I know my time is coming.
Pero yo sabía que mi tiempo ya estaba por llegar.
My Guru Maharaj was lying on his deathbed.
My Guru Maharaj, estaba acostado en su cama de muerte.
And his body was emaciated. There was only skin and bone, no flesh.
Y su cuerpo era puro piel y hueso, nada más, nada de carne.
He had hardly eaten anything for a year.
Él casi no comió nada por un año.
He had a kidney infection, which was very painful.
Él tenía una infección kidney que era muy
kidney infection.
A los riñones que era muy dolorosa.
He never complained.
Pero él nunca se quejó.
But devotees were having kirtan in his room. And he rolled over and he pointed his hand and he said, "Don't think this won't happen to you."
Y los devotos tenían kirtan en su habitación y él se dio vuelta en la cama y apuntó a los devotos y dijo, "No piensen que eso no va a suceder a ustedes."
So we all thought, "Oh, what a wonderful pastime Prabhupada is teaching us. How nice." But now it's happening to all of us. And it will happen to all of you also. So get smart and get serious and make a permanent solution. Someone was telling me about life under Mr. Pinochet and now life under democracy. And the person said that I'm not sure which was worse. Because both are corrupt. And I quoted Srila Prabhupada, he said, "Yes, out with the lion and in with the tiger." You can't make the material world a nice place. It's like the bathroom, the stool room. How many devotees have ever cleaned the bathroom? It was my first service. Very hard to make it a nice place. You can put incense there. You can put a fan if you like.
Puedes poner un ventilador.
Put some camphor everywhere.
Puedes poner camphor por todas partes.
It's going to have a bad smell.
Puede tener un mal olor.
You should finish your business quickly and get out. You're not meant to spend a long time in the bathroom.
Tienes que terminar tu negocio ahí rápidamente y salirte de ahí porque no estás designado a quedarte mucho tiempo en el baño.
So, we have these dirty things in our heart. Lust, anger, greed, envy.
Así que tenemos esas cosas sucias en nuestro corazón. Lujuria, codicia, ira.
And it's like very powerful dirt. The only thing that will clean very powerful dirt is very powerful cleansing agent.
Así que es una suciedad muy poderosa y lo único que puede limpiar una suciedad muy poderosa es un detergente muy poderoso, muy limpio, muy poderoso.
Just like the men may not know this, but the ladies know it.
Quizás los hombres, un ejemplo, ¿no? Los hombres quizás no lo saben, pero las mujeres.
If your clothes are dirty, then you can use regular detergent to clean them.
Si tu ropa está sucia, entonces puedes usar un detergente regular para limpiarla.
But if you get a stain in your cloth,
pero cuando tienes un stain,
a stain,
spot,
una mancha fuerte en la ropa,
then you need, there's a special, very powerful cleansing agent that will take it out.
Así que hay un agente de limpieza muy especial para lavar esa suciedad para sacar esa suciedad.
So Krishna consciousness is not something foreign.
Así que consciencia de Krishna no es algo extraño.
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoi. It is sadhya, it is within us, Krishna consciousness. It is nitya, it is eternally with us. But now it is covered by layers of dirt. Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajagunsa Mudbhava, Mahasano Mahapapma Vidyanamiha Vairinam. This is our Vairinam, our enemy, lust and anger. The only thing that will cleanse it is Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of the Lord. And practice of the bhakti yoga, or devotional service. There's no other solution. It is the time-tested solution.
No hay otra solución. Tal como es aprobado por el tiempo, no hay otra solución.
Great spiritual teachers who were also brilliant men,
grandes personalidades, profesores espirituales que también fueron hombres grandes,
have taught us the same message since time immemorial.
Han enseñado el mismo mensaje desde tiempo inmemorial.
So, if you are a faithful person, then you just engage in devotional service, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Your senses, engage them in the service of Krishna. If you're a doubting Thomas, if you're a person who always has doubt, then you satisfy your intelligence. Sakaran Shraddha. Not blind faith, but rational faith. Go step by step.
Vaya paso por paso.
You don't have to jump in immediately.
No tienes que saltarte adentro de inmediato.
But get on the path and make progress.
Ándate en este sendero y haga progreso.
Either you're just like if you're in a swimming pool.
Tal como si te encuentras en una piscina.
You have to move. You can't just stay in one place treading water.
Tienes que moverte, no puedes simplemente quedarte en un lugar y saltear el agua.
Either you go forwards or backwards, but you have to go somewhere.
Puede que te fueras por delante o por detrás, pero tienes que moverte a alguna parte.
They have a Guinness Book of World Records, how long someone can stay in one place treading water. It's not very long.
Ellos tienen en el libro de Guinness, en los récords, ellos tienen ahí indicado cuánto tiempo una persona puede quedarse en el agua, así como, ¿no? Quieto en el agua, y no es por mucho tiempo.
So if you're a human being, then start your journey and keep going forward at your own pace. I don't care, but don't waste this opportunity.
Si eres un ser humano, entonces ándate por delante. Yo, a mí no me importa cuán rápido, pero tienes que andarte en este sendero.
Otherwise, the law of karma, you don't know what's coming.
Si no, la ley del karma, como sabes lo que va a venir.
Do you have any questions?
¿Tienen alguna pregunta? We come from the spiritual world, but also says that we go back to the spiritual world, you know, we'll never come again.
No, not true, it's a lie.
No es la verdad, es una mentira.
You always have the option to come back.
Siempre tienes la opción de volver.
You won't.
No.
You won't.
You will not come.
You will not come.
No lo vas a hacer.
Once burned, twice shy.
Una vez quemado, la segunda vez eres.
When Prabhupada was a young boy, he was very naughty.
Cuando Prabhupada era un chico pequeño, entonces él era muy travieso.
Mischievous.
Travieso.
Now, mothers, don't get worried if your child is naughty and mischievous.
Así que las mujeres, por favor, no se preocupen si su.
This is actually a sign of intelligence. But he was always touching things. And in India, hot country, they always have fans. You don't have any fans.
Como en India es un país caliente, entonces siempre hay ventiladores.
But so anyway, Prabhupada's father took him to a fan and turned the fan down very low as it could go. And then he took Prabhupada's hand and put it in the fan, and Prabhupada pulled his hand away after getting hit by the fan. He never had a desire to touch fans again. He could have touched a fan if he wanted to. But mamu peti tu kante apunar janma na vidyate. I know you know the verse. You can come back, but they say, here's one for you, you'll like this one. I haven't seen it written anywhere, but I've heard it from sages in the Himalayas.
No puedes volver. Acá tengo uno que te va a gustar. No lo he visto escrito en ninguna parte, pero lo he escuchado de sabios y los Himalayas.
When you first go back to Godhead after being here,
después que te vuelves a Dios, después que cuando te vas de vuelta a casa,
you go to a place in the spiritual world which is quite close to the Viraja River. The Viraja River is a kind of transcendental river which is the boundary between the spiritual and material world. So at that point there may be some little attraction for going to the material world, but once you go deep into Goloka,
quizás en este momento cuando estás todavía ahí en ese río hay una pequeña contención
and don't quote me on that.
No me citas en eso.
From one of those esoteric scriptures which have just recently been revealed. I don't know, I think it's from the Jiva Dharma. Well, some people are simply more renounced from a previous lifetime. I can't think of a better example, so I'm just using this example. It doesn't mean anything, but I never had any attraction for my family. My mother, my father, brothers. I left home at a very early age. I was always very lonely. I stayed alone, means I never had. And I actually had a strong attraction for ashram life. I thought it was very nice. Maybe it was partially because I was in the army cadets. I wasn't a Boy Scout, I was in the army cadets. Cadets. So, and then I went to India. And I never had any trouble adjusting to India, although it was... India is a fourth world country. This is a third world. India is a fourth world. And at that time, we were, you know, we had no money. And we lived in a bamboo shack, and you know, there were rats everywhere. Many people were getting sick, and I loved it. No, I didn't love it. I tolerated it. Because we had Prabhupada there. And that was worth it. True. I've seen devotees who immediately they take up ashram life and they like it. Brothers. You know, Prabhupada said about himself he was never attracted to austerity. At least in his childhood and in his family life, as a child he was kachori mukhi, frightened by the thought of it. He was, oh, no, I can never do that. Oh. No, or you don't know. But Prabhupada was very highly...